DJ Abomination.
The Avengers.
That's what we call ourselves.
Earth's Mightiest Heroes type thing.
Welcome, guys. As promised, and back by somewhat popular demand, I'm bringing the show back. This is my first episode in a while. No, it's been about a year. Life changes, jobs change, shit happens. So over this episode, I'm going to be talking about a few things. I'm going to do a review of the Avengers video game, the review of the New Mutants movie. I'm going to be going over what I think they should do with Black Panther going forward and how it could affect the storyline in the long run. And then finally, I'm going to wrap up with a few extra things I would like to do. So that's going to be that. We are also no longer partnered with Mino, so I'm not really... I'm still doing stuff with it, but I'm not going to be pushed as much with it. So enjoy this episode. Thank you guys for wanting me to come back, and hopefully we can knock out my viewership goals, which is, for right now, coming back, I want to say 55. That's my lucky number. Let's hit 55 views. DJ Abomination. So this is my review segment. That's what we call it. Over the weekend, Earth's Mightiest it was alright. Heroes. Saturday, I went seeing the New Mutants movie. Thank God Regal is back, because I got a Regal card. I get to see movies there for free. But I did buy some popcorn, you know. That, you know, I paid $20 a month for my card, but still actually, you know, help them out. The movie itself was not really stickable. I think I gave it a 5. They had some cool scenes. They had a goofy scene, like, just didn't stick well. Like, the whole movie felt like a Freddy Krueger movie that was, like, done by EA Sports. Just did not look well, didn't feel well. It has some cool parts in it. I'm not going to say because I don't want to ruin the movie. There's a wolf character, I will say that. Didn't like her. I like the actress. I like what they were doing with her. I just don't like the character. So that being said, like I said, I gave it a 5.5. And that's with me being able to see the movie for free. All the bullshit that came with it, was it 2 years, 3 years now we've been waiting? They could have done a way better job. Now, the day before, which was Friday? No, might have been last Friday. It was last Friday. Sorry, I said weekend. It was last Friday. I picked up the Avengers figure. Last year, I pre-ordered it, the $200 edition. Because I really love Captain America. He's the only reason I got into the Avengers. But it came with a Captain America set, which I collect way too much.
We have a Hulk.
That came with some cool stuff. A Thor hammer keychain, which is heavy as hell, but this mine was robbed in the movie theaters. Guess who's getting beat down with Thor hammer? They are. Or my luck probably me. Either way, the game, out of 10, I give it 8.4. I want to give it more, but right now, there's a lot of bugs. A lot. It's not like major bugs, they're minor bugs. Like the background music you might hear, it's like pause from it. But the biggest thing about that is they are doing all the DLC, like the next 3 chapters for Xbox. Is Kate Bishop, Hawkeye, Black Panther. All 3 of them are going to be free. And not only that, they're going to be expanding the storyline from AIM to whatever the next one is. So I feel like they don't get enough credit for that. And skins or whatever you want in there, you can virtually almost get in the game for free. What else is there? The Battle Pass. The Battle Pass right now is free. And then I think the next one will be like, I can't remember, I think it's $10. But if you save all your points from this Battle Pass, you can buy the next one. So, with 6 characters, you can take all 6 Battle Passes. It's gonna take some time, but all 6 of them, next round will be free if you save them. Now obviously there's gonna be some stuff that you want, like now I got 2 rare emotes, Captain America and a badass thing. I'm gonna Captain America.
not going to not get it. So, going to the bad side of things, I feel like they could have added more missions to the online campaign. Because, come on now, you know, the storyline's cool and all, but beating down enemies with your friends is Hulk, Thor, Iron Man. If you're a Ms. Marvel fan, she's there. Black Widow. And then you got Cap. So that's, you know, the missions are kind of like, I don't mind it, but I want to do like more missions, like expand it. So you got that. Then there's the bug of, like, it's not really a bug, I don't think. So like me and my dad play a lot, and it's kind of hard for me to invite him sometimes, because I forget that our characters are kind of like the same sometimes. Because, you know, I go to upgrade or whatever, I leave it on the character, go play another game, watch a movie. He gets on, bites me, and it's like we forget that, you know, our characters are both Black Widow or Miss Marvel or Iron Man. And so, you know, we are like, why didn't let me join, da 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 da. You know, because we're chatting, you know, probably drinking a little bit. Instead of saying, the game saying, hey, you can join this party, you have to switch another character, or automatically switch them to another character. Then I can just go in from there, like, yeah, I don't want to be Miss Marvel, because I'm a Captain America mean, so I could be Cap, you know. Just that little thing kind of irritates. Of course, you know, my dad's always a kind of bitches, easily. There's been rumors of enemies just like vanishing. I did see one teammate, he got stuck. Yeah, like I went down, he got stuck. I was like, thanks. I was mad at him until I died and it switched over to his camera and I seen he couldn't move. Like I said, the background music gently skips. Other than that, the storyline's fucking phenomenal. It's more based on the storyline of Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. And, you know, I'm okay with that. It's really a great storyline. And Square Equinox is one of my favorite producers. They did all my favorite Tomb Raider games. So they put money into it. But like I said, they do not get enough credit for making this game as free as possible. I want to give a big shout out to DJ Abomination. He's on Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram. He did the intro music as well as the I put the extended version as my background on one of my episodes, so you get the full kind of feel for the song or the beat he did. It is Avengers remake. He does a lot of them on YouTube. Great guy. I'll have the link below to his YouTube and his Twitter, but please go check him out. Does great work. Really cool dude. That being said, I want to move to the final section of this episode, which is kind of what I want to plan for going ahead with these episodes. I would like to do them weekly. I'm going to try to do them weekly, if not bi-weekly. I just do work and life, and I'm old, man. You know, I'm like 25, so holidays are coming up, you know. So, I still work with Amino. I'm probably working more with the members itself. So, if you guys are listening, you're part of that, or if you're not part of it, I want to do something with like their fan fictions. Maybe reach out to some, you know, voice actors who want to help get recognized, or just a big fan. They like to reach out to them. Maybe try to get some fan fictions going on here. Maybe not on an episode. Maybe like do a full episode of just a fan fiction, depending on how long it is, or short ones can be tossed on here. Let me know what you guys want to do with that. I do want to do more reviews. Maybe even some comic reviews. I'm starting to get into some comics. Right now I'm on no Marvel comics. I got a couple Deadpool, but
I've been on a Batwoman kick lately, so I have that going. Batwoman, I think Wonder Woman. I think Dark Justice League is what I'm on right now. Yeah, DC kick right now. That Batman movie got me hyped. But I am going to be streaming the Avengers game as well. It's not part of my podcast, but I can leave a link below. That way, if you guys want to join in, I'll be more than happy to play with you guys, help you guys level up. Maybe help me level my Miss Marvel up, because that's going to be my second character. Iron Man's too hard for me to use, so... I don't mind doing OCs. If you guys want to see me break down OCs again, or maybe bring the OC arena back, I'm totally cool with that. If you guys are interested, let me know. I'll definitely get back into that. As well as I'm able to do call-ins now, so like, if you guys want to do, you know, like a debate, like, hey, Iron Man can beat the crap out of Hulk, or maybe plot ideas, or just what, you know, if you guys want to have a debate, I'm able to do that. Not like a, you know, heated debate, but like a friendly, open-minded debate. Or, you know, like I said, maybe have the voice actors come in and do some acting. I don't know how you know, we'll call it, but I would call it acting, I guess. And then, yeah, that's about it for what I have now. Like I said, go check out DJ Abomination. All one word. Great dude. And I will catch you guys on the next episode, which may come out next week. I need to come up with some more content. So right now, I believe this is a great way to get back into the feel of, you know, talking to nobody. Literally, I'm in my house talking to my dog. Well, to you guys, but I'm looking at my dog's thinking I'm going crazy. So, I'm doing that. I will catch you guys on the next episode. I'm hoping this will be soon. Like I said, if you guys have OCs, you have fan fiction, you got, you know, something you want to talk about on the show, I'll be more glad to bring you on the show and let you guys talk on here. Maybe, you know, if you got something you want to produce, you know, like you have your own streaming content, maybe I can put a little ad on here for you. You know, something to help you kind of get recognized and bring you on the show. So that is approaching my 5-minute mark. I am about to get a shower and about to get online and play some Marvel Avengers. If you're on Xbox, let me know. I'll add you. We can play together, or we can just sit in the party and chat while we run through the campaign together. Well, not together, but it's single player. But we can chat, and like, if I get stuck on a mission, which I always do, you know, but hey, how you beat this person? Or you can be like, hey, where'd you go? You know. If you want tips and tricks, I can try to do videos on that. Still not part of my podcast, but I'm not very good at tips and tricks. I just like beating the shit out of people with Captain America's shield and kicking them across the map. If you ain't done it yet, gotta try it. Fucking fantastic. So, I will also leave a link below for my Amino page. That way, if you know you're on there, you want to follow, or you want to create a profile, follow. I'll be there. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Night, morning, whenever you listen to. Have a good one, guys.